those small streams, they overflow too because the rivers here overflow so bad. I'm telling you, Billy, the TA's been already got one dam built here and they built another one right up behind my house up there on the ridge.
What would you call a deep, narrow valley?
About stream of water in the woods or in a field, about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call it?
Mm-hmm. That place where the water would cut.
I don't know what you call it, canal. No, I don't know what you call it.
Right.
Canal.
Or if it was in your field. Yes, sir.
Yeah, canal out there.
There's been a heavy rainfall, and the rain has cut out a channel across your field,
yeah.
Or a road.
That's right.
What would you call that? You know, you'd drive along and hit that, and you'd say, I must have been a
ditch.
What do you call a small stream of water?
Well, in a lot of cases, they call them branches.
Okay, anything else they call them?
I don't know they call them branches because they're small streams.
What if it's real large?
Well, they call them small rivers or creeks.
What about, is anything special to call it if two of them ran together? And made a third one?
Yeah, well, and a lot of these big streams is right there. This river here, Tennessee River and Mississippi River, all those streams run into this big stream, you know, next to a big stream, you know. They have the entrance to this stream.
What are some of the names of streams around here?
Well, we have these small creeks around. Yeah, one called Leak Creek, yeah, one called Hind Ridge Creek, and one go around. I just see so many of them small. Quite a few small ones around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what would you call a very small rise in the land?
Overflow.
Okay. Now I'm talking about land, so you got a flat area and it starts rising.
What would
you call that thing that rises up?
I mean, the
you gotta stand on top of it to look around.
Or
you think you get a better view if you go
over
there and climb up that.
Would you call it a hill? Yeah.
Would you call if it was smaller than a hill, but still, you know,
higher than that? Oh, well, you call it so many things I know the name of, but it's
all right, now what do you call it if it's very large, much higher than a hill?
Mountain.
All right, so it has a rocky side that's real steep, the drop side.
What do you call a rocky side? All right,
now up in the mountains, where the road goes across in a low place, you have
anything for that? Where the road goes.
Where the road goes, like, it's a low place in the mountain where the road goes through. And then, you know, the mountain's on each side of you.
Oh, that is so
cool. Have you ever heard it called a gap?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like that's that. Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, now, how about for a boat stop and unload the freight? They pull up to the
train. I mean, you unload freight.
Mm-hmm. They pull up to the white so they can put it in the